talking to Dan Bull, the guy who did the Skyrim rap, and he raised an interesting point, and we've been pretty open about this from the start. This podcast is a major spoiler cast for anything and everything Skyrim. So there are people who have attempted to listen to the podcast and then messaged me, like Dan Bull, saying, I can't. You keep spoiling stuff. And he's playing it on hard mode. And he's, like you, Mackie, he was walking everywhere. He's not fast traveling. He'll use carriages, I believe. I guess I'll clarify that with him when I get to talk to him again next time. But yeah, no fast travel. I think that's really interesting. It's almost like it would be nice to have a mod that could enforce it.
No fast travel at all?
Except the carriages.
Only the carriages or something. Because that's more like the way it was in Morrowind. There were certain places and or services you could use to go to places, but other than that, you had to walk out to some place.
Well, most places you do have to walk to at least once before you can fast travel there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Michael's saying that this guy's playing without fast traveling at all, even once he's discovered a place, which I can see where, especially early in the game, where the scenery really is breathtaking for a video game, that could be really cool. But after a while, walking halfway across the continent, running across five or 20 gazillion...
I've had a couple of quests where they've wanted me to go from one end of Skyrim to the other. In that case, I have fast traveled, because that's just ridiculous.
Why don't you just save it for a time in the future when you're back over that side?
Because I wanted to finish the quest line so I could concentrate on the main quest.
Well, I mean, I fast travel, so I'm not one to judge. And I think that's interesting. So another game-style play that came up today, I assume James is going to put the link on the website. A guy's playing through as a complete pacifist.
Okay. And my question in the Skype chat about this is that works fine, at least according to his video, seemed to work fine, right up to the point where you're doing the dragon quest. There is no way he's going to go through any of the dragon part of the quest without killing dragons.
Yeah, he's going to have to kill dragons. And I think there are points in the main quest where you're going to have to kill people as well. I mean, there's a lot of stuff he's missing out by not being aggressive. This is a cool challenge, but it's going to be very difficult.
Well, if he's doing the mage line, which he seems to be, I don't know how he's going to go through any of the Dwemer ruins without taking on a centurion. You know, those things just don't stop.
No,
Well, here's an interesting point, right? So he said he's not even killing the undead, or even ghosts, or machines, or anything. So, you know, it's one thing to say I'm not going to kill any living creature, but then to also say no undead and everything. I could almost draw the line and say, look, killing dragons raised from the dead, something that wants to end the world, undead rising from the graves, spirits returning from the afterlife, machines that are left by a lost ancient civilization, these all seem like fair game to me.
Well, the undead were already dead, so, you know, killing them isn't really that bad.
And these machines are not so complex that you could argue they have a soul.
Yes, they do. They've got soul gems in them.
You know what I mean. It's not their soul. It's the soul that was borrowed from something else.
If anything, you could say that those...
Yes.
You could say that those robots are an aberration and need to be destroyed.
Well, okay. That's a kind of a hard-line view, but yeah, I can see that. There's no church of destroy the Dwemer machines in Skyrim, though.
Right, but unlike Fallout New Vegas, where you could actually finish the main quest without killing anything, you couldn't possibly finish the main quest in Skyrim without killing things. You cannot go through the dragon part of the quest without killing dragons.
Major spoiler here. The main plot, put your earmuffs on if you haven't finished the main plot at this point. You have to kill that dragon priest to open up the portal. But when you get to the end, when you're at the Hall of Heroes and you have to destroy Alduin for the final part, you could potentially let them do it. But one of the things the guy said was, when you have companions, people working with you, sometimes when they kill something, it counts as a kill that you've done. Okay, let's finish talking about spoilers now.
Right. I mean, you could let the companions, because you have the three ancient heroes, they could kill Alduin for you. Yeah, you could do that part, but you're right. To even get there, you have to kill the dragon priest. You don't have a choice.
There's other things you have to kill, though, along the way. I know that when I started the main quest, there was the Jarl who said that there was a dragon, and you pretty much have to go and kill it. But I guess, like you said, you can let other people do it, but that would be kind of the same thing.
I guess you could lure it back to a town.
Yeah, that'd be real sociable. I'm a pacifist. So what I did instead is I lured the dragon back to town where it could kill half the population so that I didn't have to pull the trigger.
Sorry, there was a video that popped up on YouTube today for an animation from Diablo where the guy is fighting Diablo. He uses the town portal spell, comes back to town to get more potions to fight Diablo. And so all the undead start coming through the town portal, including Diablo. So yeah, the whole lead them back to town thing, not terribly appreciated.
Yeah, your fellow citizens will look dimly on your ethics after this, I think.
Oops, there's another dragon chasing me. Let me kite it to town.
Oh, now speaking of funny things in the game, though, since you're mentioning that, I did finally, and other people have done this in the game, obviously, I did finally have my character get married today, and I ran into the exciting dead wedding guest glitch. We were in the Temple of Mara, and then, bump, Lydia's body drops in.
But that's explicitly listed as a bug that was fixed in 1.2.
Yes, but I didn't apply 1.2 to my Xbox because I've had so much fun with the 1.2 patch on Steam that I've decided I could do without it.
Aha. Uh-huh. How do you do that for people? Is it like when you're on Xbox, you are asked if you want to update?
Yeah, you always get asked, and if you say no, you can't sign into Xbox Live for that session, so you're just offline. But I'd rather be offline than have to deal with the crap that I see in the Steam game.
That's what I did.
Right, because in Steam, once you're online, you're going to get those updates.
Right. The only way you could do without the update on Steam is if you had had a premonition that the patch was going to suck, and you had decided to take yourself offline beforehand.
Speaking of bugs, I went to the Great Lift of Landafar, and apparently the game glitched out on me. I can't go down that lift because once I'm down there, it just immediately starts flashing to dark to the Black Reach to the dark. And it just flashes between and freezes, and I have no idea why. And there's some bad scripting happened.
I love Black Reach. Black Reach is awesome.
It is.
It's huge.
It's amazingly huge.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's several elevators that you can use to get back to the surface and back down.
Yeah, you just have to look at how far those apart are on the actual overworld map to realize how big it actually is.
Yeah.
And there's a ring of sneaking 30% hidden down in Black Reach. There's a abandoned pumping station that you can enter, and I went in there trying to find the red Nurn route, and there is two in there. There's one on the right, and then on the left, you jump in the water. Underwater, there's a gauge, a valve you turn, which opens up a gate. You go into there, and then there's a chest in there that it contains this ring and a Nurn route, a red Nurn route. And then you turn another gauge, and it opens up the other cage. You can get out, and you can leave the place. But very cool. I think it's the most powerful sneaking artifact I've found so far.
Maybe I'll have to go back and look for that, because I missed it during my trip through Black Reach.
The place is so huge, it immediately distracts you from going and finding the Elder Scroll, because I get down there, and there's all this ore everywhere. There's all these little guys to fight, and then the Red Ninroot quest, and all these different structures. And
then there's the big fake sun orb, which if you shout at, you get a surprise.
Oh, really? I didn't try that.
Has anybody gone Minecrafting down in Black Reach and getting all the minerals?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I spent 5 hours down there yesterday.
Doing what?
Searching for everything.
Where is the ebony? I've seen the regular geodes and stuff, but I haven't seen ebony.
There's ebony in there. There's a little bit. I got like 2 pieces, but there is a little chunk somewhere. Ebony's a little harder to find because it doesn't glow like the other ores seem to. It just, I don't know, it's just there, and I guess I got lucky. It's somewhere down there. I don't know. Huge place.
Well, now, one of the things I wanted to bring up is, a while back, it was brought up that the Bard's College quests weren't all that useful, and you didn't get much out of it, but I should mention that you get some cool increases in your skills through some of those quests. Because the people there, when you do their fetch quests, after the first one that gets you the King of Olaf festival back on, if you do some of the fetch quests, each of the people who you do one of those quests for will increase one or more of your skills fairly significantly.
But be warned, you will end up with quest items in your inventory.
Yes, that is the downside, is that you have the unlosable quest item, so every time you go to fetch some loot or something else, it does end up sticking there and taking up weight.
I wanted to bring up something that somebody brought up on the Facebook group a while back, and I've been meaning to talk about it on this podcast ever since, because it totally changed my gameplay. And I think a lot of people know about it already, but you've got the quick list, so you can mark things as favorites, and then you press Q on PC, and it brings up a quick list to flip through things. You can also, at that point, do what you could do in Fallout and press numbers to assign numbers to those things, and you can quick swap between things.
I can has numbers.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea you could do that.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it equips the first hand, then the second hand. So if you've got like lightning bolt, then you press on four, you press 4-4 and you go to your lightning bolt. So you can quickly go between single and double hand of different stuff, staff, weapons. And somebody put up a video on YouTube of how you can glitch it to get unlimited mana. if you have a robe that gives you more magicka, then you make that a favorite, you put it in your quick list with a number, then you use up all your magicka, then you unequip it, so you're not wearing it anymore, and you equip it, and the amount of magicka it gives you immediately is fully filled. So you can just immediately then cast that magicka, use that up, and then unequip it, re-equip it at infinite. Yes.
I'll have to remember that the next time I'm up against a Death Lord.
The Death Lord?
Yeah, the Draugr Death Lords. Haven't you fought one of those yet?
Yeah, but I guess...
I get swarmed by them.
On the White File quest, there was a enemy called Chanamil or Chanmil. Was that a Draugr Death Lord?
I don't even know what quest that is.
I think it was a named one.
Yeah, he has a name, and he seemed to be pretty tough. I mean, you know what? These dragons and giants and centaurs don't bother me anymore. This guy did. He knocked me down and threw me across the freaking room. And giants don't do that to me no more.
Is this 1.2 or 1.1, though?
You know what? Actually, the shout 1.2 that he or 1.1. Used, the shout that oh, he that used, one. I think, is the one that I really hate, which some of the Draugr Death Lords have. And that is the one that not only the four Unrelenting Force shout, it's the disarming shout. The one where they shout, there you are with your ebony bow, thinking you're going to do some real damage, and suddenly you're standing there with your frickin' mace and no shield.
That's a rare shout. I've only come across that a couple of times.
Yeah, it's nasty. You'll stand there, you're lining up a shot with your bow, the guy shouts, and suddenly your bow is somewhere across the room, your shield got knocked away, and all you're left with is the stupid mace or whatever else you have, so you're completely defenseless.
So the quest he's talking about starts in Whitehelm at the alchemist shop. That's an interesting little side quest. I didn't mind that one at all. That's the one where you have to get the unmelting snow.
There's a little file at the end of a dungeon, and you get some nice loot. You get a dragon word, which was cool. And like I said, you fight this, I guess, as a named dragon death lord. And then when you return to the alchemist with this file, the file is cracked, so I guess he's in a bad mood and says, here's 5 gold for your trouble. And I was like, really? 5 gold?
I was exactly the same. I was this close. My fingers are very close to touching right now from turning around and stealing from him.
I saved it and just tried to kill him anyways, and apparently
what?
You can't.
Oh, no. You go downstairs and his apprentice pays you a proper amount.
Oh, I'll have to do that then.
Yeah, you failed. You failed the morality test.
Wait a minute, this isn't Ultima.
There's no morality in this game. You could do evil things and just pay him off, and then they're like, okay.
Oh, you pay him off. I'm a thane, damn it. Morality, the funniest thing I had happen to me that way was... In some town, after fighting a dragon, one of the town guardsmen was coming after me and beating on me, and I was wondering, why is he doing this? And I finally, you know, I blast him multiple times with dual fireballs, and, you know, he's down to, like, virtually no health, but he won't die, because apparently you can't kill them when they're after you for a bounty. And I finally realized this, sheath my weapons, you know, put my hands down, and he says, are you going to pay your bounty, or do I have to fight you? I'm like, dude, I just kicked your ass 6 ways from Sunday multiple times. And then it turns out my bounty is 5 gold for something I probably accidentally picked up.
I got a bounty in Makath. I snuck into... I actually got the key to the museum. I went to the museum. I thought it was pretty cool. I was sneakily unlocking things and taking things. And Eventually, I found my way to the guy's bedrooms. I went in there, and there's lots of these old Dwemer machines there, and you can turn valves, and they set off traps like fire or lightning. One actually explodes and kills you straight away. Anyway, I walked a little bit through there, and there's this guard running at me, sword sheathed. I have a bounty on me, and he wants to fight me. He doesn't even want to talk or arrest me, even though I've got no, I'm not armed. So he's like not acting normal at all. He's like just insta-attacking me with a bounty. I have no idea what's going on there, but I have seen it in the bugs list. Besides just walking through a place, I don't think they... You know, no one ever said, hey, you've got a bounty now that you've entered this person's house illegally. The bounty only appeared after the guard chased me.
Not in McCarth. There's a part of the keep that I kept going up the stairs, and there was a guard that if he saw me...
By the Dwemer Museum.
Yeah, the guard kept telling me that I shouldn't be there.
If you are in someone's house, when it passes the time that they're going to go to bed, they will sit, stand there telling you, you need to leave now. You need to go. And there is even another house I remember being in, and they were like, if you don't get out of here, we're calling the guards. And they were like, that's it, call the guards. And they get upset after a while, so yeah.
Speaking of being in people's houses, Thieves Guild burglary jobs. I decided to finally do my first burglary job with one that I'd had in my list of quests for a long time. And this is something that James has run into a few times, where you have a quest just sort of sitting there and things go wrong the longer it sits there. So anyway, I decided to do this thieving quest, went back to the Thieves Guild, and despite all the effort I went through, she was like, no, I'm not going to pay you because you got caught. And at some point, somewhere through my play, I had a bounty in Windhelm for something, and I paid it off, and that had count against the quest. Yeah.
Oh, I see, because your quest target was in that city, and you got a bounty in that city before you turned in the quest. It thinks you got caught where, even though you didn't actually get caught in the house.
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's an awesome bug.
Yeah, it's a good one, I guess. You know, these sorts of things happen, but... I don't know. I just took another burglary job and did it again and got paid that time. But it was sort of like, dude, I just handed over 3 golden statues from this person's house. I don't care if I got caught. Here are the stolen goods.
Now, to switch gears a little bit, to bring something up that we were talking about just before we started the podcast, Austin and I were both talking about Modio, which is a tool you can use to take a save game, off your Xbox. No idea if it works on PS3, but it certainly works on Xbox. You can take a game off the Xbox, put it on a USB stick, bring it over to your PC, and then you can unravel the save game from the Xbox wrapper, and then you can load it into the PC. Now, I've managed to go all the way through to that step, and the purpose I had in mind was I wanted to take the PC game that had that Jagged Crown season unending glitch, unglitch it by proceeding the quest. And I got to the point where I, you know, proceeded the quest and said, oh, I've finished Jagged Crown quest, fine. I saved the game. And that's the point where I couldn't bring it back to the Xbox because I could not get Modio. No matter what I did, I couldn't get it to put the game back in the USB stick. It kept telling me that it had no idea what USB stick I was talking about.
Yeah, it was saying that it's unable to load it or whatever for me.
Close but no cigar.
It's well, basically, I think what it amounts to is it's looking for a USB stick that is formatted for the Xbox. And my thinking is, once you've put it into the PC, I don't know, maybe there's a flag bit somewhere on the USB stick that gets toggled by the act of putting it in your PC that no longer has it recognized by Modio as an Xbox stick. I don't know. There's something weird going on.
It does still recognize it, but it just... It doesn't take your PC save and convert it back to its original format.
Right, and that's what that set of steps was the ones I couldn't proceed, and that was the whole reason I did this. Now, other people are happy enough bringing it from the Xbox over because if they want to see better graphics, they can bring it off the Xbox and put it on the PC. But if your purpose was what I was doing, was trying to fix a glitch and bring it back, you can't do that last step.
Yeah, I was trying to do the Butcher. I was trying to unlock that quest.
The Windhelm murder thing?
Yeah.
So, have you figured out how to fix that glitch? Because I really want to do it as well.
No, I unlocked the door by using a console command. I went in, grabbed all the stuff you're supposed to grab, and nothing happened. And the console commands don't work right, and it's just awful.
Okay, so there is a set of console commands for setting the state of a quest.
Right, you can proceed and, any number of steps, but you can't unproceed it. So you can push it forward, but once you pushed it forward, unless you have an older save, you can't push it back.
And there's a Skyrim website, I can't remember the address, maybe someone can find it for me, where they list out the quests and they have a kind of a logbook of all the stages in a quest.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's on the UESP wiki.
That's the one, right? It's not the Skyrim Wikia, it's this other one. The Skyrim Wikia doesn't have that stuff, at least yet. I guess maybe they will get one, but I just want to bring up one last thing before we call it an episode. One of our listeners, R. Rumpel, created a glass bow, legendary, worth 3,047, and it does 213 damage, burns the target for 42 points, targets on fire take extra damage, targets take 42 points of frost damage to health and stamina, and it weighs 14. Now that's a bow.
Yes, that's a bow.
That is the bow of, I look at you, you die.
That's definitely a mage killing, that is a mage killing bow.
Well, don't forget, you've also got the sneak bonus. So
yes,
426
three times
damage.
That is the sneak with the perk.
Three times. Oh, with the perk. Three times. Wow.
There's got to be a guide on how to build that.
Well, maybe he'll put one up. But
yeah, I think that's just cool. Three times the base damage and not all the magic damage, but holy crap.
Yeah.
That reminds me when I killed my wife because I wanted a new one.
God. Speaking of morality,
yeah, I killed Camilla.
I think on that note, you can take us out of here, nice. Michael.
Have you missed an episode? You want to subscribe to the iTunes feed or join our Facebook or Steam groups or follow us on Twitter? You can find all these links and more at www.jaroba.com, /Thumcast, THUUMCAST. So that's all for now. And as an aside, we got some interesting comments about the audio quality of the show. Yeah, we're not professionals. I do apologize. Also, when we use Skype, sometimes when James is in a hotel or somebody's in Canada and their internet just goes crazy or we have guests and things like that, it may sound like I'm talking over people. In actual fact, what's happening is the Skype communication is lagging. They hear me after I start talking, so they're still talking when the conversation's finished for me.
And that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
I'm definitely sticking to it. Also, I'm Australian, not British. That's like telling an Argonian that he's a foul mouth.